universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In our living room, we have two really cool antique lamps. They're neat because the base, it's about a disc that's really heavy. And that's the hold it so it won't teeter and totter and fall over. And they go up about 5 feet on this little post. And at the top, there's lights and then a shade. We had this one that Mom and Dad gave us, years ago. And it's really cool because you can either turn it on with a knob up by the lights, or there's a little foot button. You just step on it and the lights will go on. Well, Dad gave us this other one just a little bit ago, and we put it in the opposite corner on the other side of the fireplace. And I've never turned it on or off, and when we have company, it is nice to have it on to give plenty of light in the room. And so just the other day I asked Deb, how does that one turn on? Is it got a foot button or is it on the top? And she said, I don't know. Obviously, she just goes over and does it. And then so she came back to me and said, it's the switch on the top. There's no button on the floor, on the base. And she said, and you'll remember that? And I said, well, yeah. If I have to turn it on, I need to know how to turn it on. And so, of course, I'll remember that. And it was a bit of a surprise to her in a way, I think, because she would just go up to the lamp, look, and then just do it. But she said, wow, you're going to remember those little nuances? And I thought, well, yeah, I have to. Just like when at nighttime, if I'm going around the house, if I want to make sure the lights are off, I have to go to every switch and make sure the switch is down. Or when I'm walking with my cane to find our house from the corner, I have to count how many sidewalks and how many driveways. 7, by the way. And or if I'm using a remote, I have to count from the bottom up how many buttons so I know where the volume up and the channel up and down are. There's so many things in life that are away. Or games, when you play a game, checkers or chess, you gotta have to kind of remember everything because you don't want to be touching it all the time. And even still, I don't always with games remember them. I do have to check again and again. Well, in the last podcast, I talked about noise and silence and how God can be present in both. A lot of people like silence because then they can think and meditate and they get close to God. But I noted also, because it was New Year's and the holiday, lots of noise, and our dog didn't like that noise, and it made him howl, and because of the bang and the pop and the boom and the fireworks at the New Year's Day, and how a lot of people like noise because it is distracting, so they don't hear the voice inside, which is hurting and sad or whatever. Well, I mentioned that God is present in both silence and noise, and how we can find him in each. Now, I did note, though, he's present in. That's not where he's found. There's a difference. For one who believes in God and trusts in him, you can find him because God is everywhere. Not that he's in everything, but he is everywhere. So, but where do you find God? One of the readings, and I'm starting to understand why the people who put together these readings in church put them together. The reading right after Christmas jumps ahead to where Jesus is 12 years old. It's in Luke chapter 2. And they went down, his parents and him, to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover meal. They did that every year. And when he was 12, on the way back, Mary and Joseph thought Jesus was with them with the relatives in the group because they all traveled together as a big group. And they went looking for him after one day, and they didn't find him. He wasn't with the relatives. That's in verse 44. So they went back to Jerusalem. That's verse 45. But where do you look for him? This is a huge city. They traveled all over. Finally, notes in verse 46, they went to the temple. I suppose they were desperate. Maybe they were praying. Maybe they were going to tell the priest, if you find this little boy, there he was. Jesus was sitting in the middle of the teachers, asking them questions and commenting, and they were all amazed. His questions were insightful. His observations were keen. Well, he had been going to synagogue, Hebrew school, being taught the Old Testament, and so he was engaging on all those questions. And Mary said to him, "Why have you so troubled us? We've been looking for you for days." In verse 49, Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" It's kind of like a duh. You know, obviously I'm going to be here, Mom. This is where I belong. And it's a good place to go, by the way, a church, if you are lost. And he knew that they would eventually come there. Well, how does that all wrap together with a light in the living room? Well, it does. Because how do we know where to find God? Well, he says he speaks clearly in the Bible. And the Bible is read in church and used in songs in church, used in liturgies in church. Now, I know a lot of people don't like church because it's a very difficult thing. But that is one place where God is found. And also the Bible. God is found there. And I know many of you listen to the podcast because you find the Bible hard to either grasp, understand, or even get to. And this helps explain it. Well, this is where God is found. Now you might think, okay, that's a duh. I know that. Well, if I didn't, I do now. What's your point? Well, my point is this. Do you really want to know God? Stop and take a look at your life. How often are you going to the Bible? How often are you going to church? How often are you stopping and searching for God where you know he can be found? If you're not doing it very much, it tells you how important God is to you. If that disturbs you, well, good. I hope it does. God wants to be part of your life, and he can be. And there's more than just this podcast. If you need other ones to help further describe the Word of God, by all means, let me know. Now also, we have the Room 4216 podcast that is the Bible study, where we describe God in greater detail as well. God can be found, and he wants to be found, so that whether you're in the silence praying to him or in the noisy situation, you can know that God is present with you, because God is present in both the noise and the silence. And he does give us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that can keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you have been specific on where you might be found in your word, the Bible, and how it's used in church regularly. Help us, Lord, to seek for you. And even as we memorize as people who are blind and visually impaired how to do certain things, whether it's a TV remote or walking to find your house or checking if the lights are on or off, or help us to always be checking for you each and every day as well. And Lord, live in our lives so that others might see you in us. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. And as always, I love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.